Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
We were talking about weddings a little bit earlier on. Wedxiety, and a lot of people having anxiety over the changes. Dates being put off. How many people are going to be allowed there? But for some people, they decided, you know what? Let's do it our own way. How about getting married out of the boot of your car? Heather O'Leary is from Cork, and she married Barry Murphy. What a fine Cork name. How are you, Heather?
Oh, sorry, you're over here.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
So how does one get married out of the boot of a car?
Well, we were meant to get married in July 2020, and we put it off a couple of times, and then it was actually the day after Valentine's Day. We planned, we were like, we're sure we'll just get married, like,
yeah.
And we just had both our mothers with us. We went to the registry office, and then Barry's mother had, like, the reception ready for us in the boot of the car, then when we were coming out of the
let's get a description of the car. What car was it?
It was a kind of a 4x4 one, like,
right.
And the boot was open, and she had a blanket out, and a tiered cupcakes and champagne, so we all just had a glass of champagne on the side of the road there. So
brilliant. So cupcakes and champagne, was that all you needed to have this reception?
Well, that's what we had after the ceremony, and then we actually walked down to one of our favourite cafes just around the corner, Pink Moon. So we actually walked down there because we were like, sure, what else are we going to do now? So we went to the cafe, and they were delighted, like, to have us in there. So we took a few pictures there.
And were you in the full Guna and everything?
Oh, yeah. I had my amazing wedding dress, all lace, and yeah.
How did Barry look?
Great. Yeah, he had a grey suit on and a grey shirt. And his hair tied back and everything.
Oh, he's a long-haired Barry Murphy, is he?
Yeah, it's Barry Murray.
Oh, Barry Murray, apologies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, God, we've got to get his name right.
So
how long is his hair?
It's actually kind of halfway down his back. It's curly as well, so...
Is he a bit of a rocker?
Yeah, he plays bass, and yeah, he's got his own band.
Well, come on, tell us the name of the band.
Skellig. It's actually like he's making stuff at the moment all from bass, so
ooh,
he's using all different sounds and all his different pedals, and yeah,
fascinating. Skellig. Yeah. I'm totally into that. I'm going to check them out after the show.
It's a Star Wars tribute band.
He's on Bandcamp.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Is that where you saw him first? Was he performing on stage?
Well, yeah, I saw him years ago when he was in a different band, and they're not together anymore, but yeah, I saw him years ago, and I didn't actually really talk to him. And then I saw him at a friend's birthday party in 2013, and I was like, oh my God, I wouldn't mind him now. But he said that he tried to talk to me years ago, and that I was just wouldn't even look at him.
All right, so you changed your tune over time. And
yeah,
then when did you get engaged?
2019, I think, yeah. February 2019. So, yeah, we were planning it for the year after. Cause I said
all right, and then February 2021, then you got married and then had the reception in the boot of the car?
Yeah, because I was 30 in June there, and I was like, I want to be married before 30 because I didn't want to be, like, old looking at the pictures.
30 is so young, in fairness, Heather.
And what kind of year has it been since COVID hit for both of you?
Oh, well, he's working now since the end of last year, but I'm still out of work because we were actually both managing the same place and it closed down because of COVID.
Oh, no. What kind of place was it?
A cafe.
Oh,
so
nice.
We were there for a few years, and he's working in a restaurant now again, so he's happy out. But we're hoping to set up our own thing, like, you know, one of the horse boxes or something. So
you're a vegan blogger, aren't you?
Yeah, vegan is the new black. I've been doing that since 2013, so I put up all my recipes, and I actually make lip balms with, like, shea butter and coconut oil and stuff. I don't use any beeswax.
Mm.
So I make them, and I make vegan dog treats. They're peanut butter and lip scrub as well, and I use, like, local coffee from Three Fools in Cork to make the coffee lip scrub. So
vegan is the new black?
Yeah, Deaconess in Black.
Really? Yeah. Search that out.
That must have been tough when both of you lost your job at the same time.
Oh, yeah, sure. It was a disaster. Like, we had just got out a loan for the wedding, and then we both lost our jobs, and we were like, oh, God. So then we kind of were like, oh, what will we do? So luckily, Barry found work. But, yeah, it's tough, like, to know we still would love to move out for a living with Barry's mother, which is great, like, she's lovely, but you know, like, we'd like our own place.
With your own place,
tough,
yeah,
you know?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, so did you end up spending the loan on just surviving rather than a wedding?
Yeah, we didn't use, like, we actually used half the loan to pay, half the loan back, you know, that kind of way.
Ah, that's clever, right, yeah.
Yeah, so, and like, we were meant to go on our honeymoon to Canada, to Toronto, because we lived there for 2 years, but that obviously didn't happen either, so we're hoping maybe next year to go on a honeymoon. But yeah, it was kind of, we wanted to, you know, take out a loan and have whatever kind of wedding and not worry about the money. But you know, then COVID happened, and we were
Having done what you did and had your reception in the boot of the car with, you know, I know you had your sister there and Barry the sister, like, how do you feel about the whole wedding thing now? Did you love the day?
I did, yeah, it was great. And like, I think there was a lot less stress.
Yeah.
You know, then thinking, oh God, have we, you know, before when we were planning on having like 60 to 90 people, like, sure, everyone is telling you different things, are you used to do this and used to do that, and how are people going to get there now when you'll have to organise a bus for them? I'm like, I don't want to be organising everyone else's problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, did you put any pictures up, Heather, of the you on your wedding day on your Vegan is the New Black page?
Oh, I did, yeah, just a couple of pictures, because we got a takeaway in Cork and Koto as well in an Asian restaurant, so that was our reception meal and home later, and we just had loads of champagne.
Oh, was that on McCurtain Street, that one?
No, it's on Kerry Lane, just off Paul Street, yeah.
So, okay. Well, listen, yeah, we wish you and Barry the best. Congratulations on getting married,
so,
and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
See you, Heather. Bye.
Bye.
That's the resounding thing we're hearing from people with small or quirky, different weddings that maybe didn't look anything like their original one. They're all loving it and think it's really special. So I think that should maybe lift your mood and your expectations if you think your wedding day is looking a bit different.